Those of us who have read the book of Acts, we know it is written by the physician Luke.
这个路加呢是医生，他参与保罗的这个圣工上，是在《使徒行传》16:8-10。
And he himself is a physician, and he joined Paul in his missionary journeys beginning in chapter 16 of Acts.
那这本书呢是写给一个提亚菲罗一个大人。
So this is written an address to Theophilus.
那通常我们看这个《使徒行传》是以这个人物的角度，比如说1-12是记载彼得，那13一直到最后章是记载保罗。
And for example, when we study the book of Acts, we would use or focus on characters. So from chapter 1-12, it is focused on Peter, and from 13 and on, it focuses on Paul.
还有有些人用这个地点来查考《使徒行传》。
Some people utilize places to study the book of Acts.
比如说《使徒行传》1:8，主耶稣有预言，这个福音要从耶路撒冷传到犹大地、撒玛利亚，直到地极。
For example, in chapter 1:8, Jesus promised that the scripture or the gospel will be preached to Judea, Samaria, and then to the end of earth.
那今天呢，想用另外一个角度来看《使徒行传》。
But then today, I'd like to use the from another different angle to study the book of Acts.
就是在《使徒行传》里面的突破。
That is the breakthroughs in the book of Acts.
主耶稣在世上描写说，这个福音呢，就像一个芥菜种。
And so Jesus, while he was on this world, he made a parable saying that the gospel is like the mustard seed.
我们知道一种植物，它成长当中绝对会碰到许许多多的困难。
And we know as a plant try to grow, they will encounter many difficulties.
所以我们可以把《使徒行传》分成五大段。
Therefore, then, we can divide the book of Acts into 5 major sections.
第一段就是《使徒行传》1:2-2:3。
The first is from chapter 1:2 to the last verse of chapter 2.
这个真的在形容这个像个植物它要成长，首先呢，它要突破自己的这个外壳。
So this is describing like a plant, a seed. Before it could grow, he has to first break through its shell.
而且在突破当中呢，不只有外壳，还有上面的那些石头还是土压着它。
And in the process of this breakthrough, not only he had to break through his own shell, he also has to break through all of the dirt and the rubble that is on top of him.
所以想用三节来讲这个《使徒行传》1和2。
Therefore, I'd like to spend 3 sessions to talk about the book of Acts, chapter 1 and 2.
这第一章和第二章跟我们今天生活上有什么关系？
And what does this chapter 1 and chapter 2 has to do with our lives today?
我们来看《使徒行传》1:1。
If we can turn to the book of Acts, chapter 1:1.
《使徒行传》1:1，我们念到第八，我们就。请翻译《使徒行传》1。
Yeah, that is first of all turn to the book of Acts, chapter 1, from verse 1 to verse 8.
提阿菲罗我已经做了前书，论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的。第二节。
Verse 2.
直到他借着圣灵吩咐所拣选的使徒。以后被接上升的日子为止。第三节。
Verse 3.
他受害之后。用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看，40天之久向他们显现，讲说神的国的事。第四节。
Verse 4.
耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说：不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。第五节。
Verse 5.
约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日。你们要受圣灵的洗。第六节。
Verse 6.
他们聚集的时候，问耶稣说：“主啊，你复兴以色列，国就在这时候吗？”第七节。
Verse 7.
耶稣对他们说：“父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的。”第八节。
Verse 8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷。犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。在这里提到主耶稣从死里复活显现 给门徒看, 40天之久。
Here it talks about Lord Jesus Christ resurrected, and he showed himself to his disciples for 40 days and nights.
我们要首先了解这时候的使徒和门徒是什么样的心境在主耶稣 被钉在十字架上的时候。
So we need to understand how the disciples and apostles they feel in their heart as Lord Jesus Christ was crucified.
我们可以看到说这些门徒呢，他们的信心真的很表面。
We could see that their faith is really superficial.
他们在世上，他们所盼望的是希望说主耶稣可以在地上作王，他们也可以在世上得到好处，跟主耶稣有这个权柄。
What they hoped was that Lord Jesus would be a king in this world, and that they would reign together with Lord Jesus, and that they will have benefits as they reign with the king.
所以当主耶稣被钉死的时候，他们的梦想都泡汤了。
So as Jesus was crucified on the cross, all of their dreams disappeared.
他们也很灰心。
And they also very disappointed.
就像这个路加福音24章有两记载的两个门徒啊。 走向这个以马土斯的路上
Just as in Luke chapter 24 it records there's two disciples walking on the way to Emmaus
不止这样, 他们也失去人生的方向
Not only this they also lost the direction of life
因为他们所盼望的没有了 所以方向不知道下一个是哪一个
Because their hope has disappeared therefore they have no direction in life
而且他们心中充满了恐惧
And in their heart they are filled with fear
因为主耶稣被钉死了，说不定下个是他们。
Because Jesus was crucified, they don't know if they are next.
那在马可福音第六章十四节记载着说，他们根本没有信心呐。
And in Mark, chapter 6, verse 24, talked about that they had no faith.
主耶稣责备他们。
Because Jesus rebuked them.
说他们没有信心，那有些人是一点点信心。
And that you have no faith or you have little faith.
我们可以看到他们心中是充满的不信。 充满的胆怯, 充满的这个迷失, 灰心,
so we see that in their heart, they are filled with disappointment, they are lost, and they are quite disappointed.
那在外在呢,
and outwardly, what they have to face are these persecutions.
他们还要去，等一下要把这福音传到给地极啊。
And supposedly, they're to preach the gospel to the end of the world. This is quite impossible for them. Sometimes what they are facing, we also faced. Sometimes as we face our difficulties in life,
我们所祈求的, 我们所祷告的没有实现的时候,
what we hope for, what we pray for, when it did not come to pass,
还是当我们碰到一些这个 经济上手头很紧的时候
or sometimes when we are faced with financial troubles
我们祷告神没来拯救我们
and we pray but God did not come to save us
有时候我们真的很灰心说神啊你还爱我吗
sometimes we feel so hopeless saying that God you still love me
有时候我们的方向啊 不知道到底我为什么要信耶稣
and sometimes we lost that direction and we doubt that why do we even believe in Christ
有时候要讲到见证给别人有时候很害怕
and sometimes when we talk about we need to witness to other people we become very afraid
连自己有时候这个性都改不了了还要见证给别人
sometimes we cannot even change ourselves how can we witness to others
自己很多的软弱自己很多的不好的习惯
we have so many weaknesses we have so many bad habits
所以我们可以去体验到这些门徒所体验的 我们有时候真的常常跟他们一样
So we can sense and feel what the disciples they are feeling Really, it is the same just like us
可是主耶稣在这40天以内显现给他们教导他们这个神的话语 我们可以看到他们有差不多180度的转变
But we see Jesus Christ show himself to them for 40 days and nights and taught them the truth So we see they have a 100 degree of transformation
这是今天我们要去体验的
Today, this is what we need to experience.
所以我们可以突破这个我们内在的这种恐惧、这种迷失, 还有突破外来的这个逼迫, 困境。
We can overcome the inner fear and the sense of loss, and also to break through the environments that we face.
使徒为什么可以做到这一切呢?
How can an apostle achieve all these?
因为他们体验到生命。
Because they experience life.
就像 一个种子要怎么突破它的外壳，还有突破上面的土呢
？Just like a seed, how does it break through its shell and also the dirt and the rubbles?
一个很重要的因素，这个植物，这个种子要有生命。
What's important is that this seed, this plant, needs to have life.
所以今天我们在信仰上没有生命的话,
therefore today, if in our faith we do not have life,
我们没办法突破我们里面的那种软弱、那种恐惧、迷失，而且外来的压力和神给我们的责任。
We will not be able to break through the sense of loss and the disappointment in our heart, or take up the responsibility that God has given us.
那圣经特别记载主耶稣啊向他们显现，教导他们四十天。
Therefore, the Bible here says Jesus appeared to them for 40 days and nights.
那这为什么要用40天？为什么不39天还是100天？
Why is it 40 days and nights, but not 39 days or 100 days?
40天在圣经里面其实常常象征的就是说。 在我们信仰上的路程
40 days and nights in the Bible symbolizes the journey of faith in our lives.
比如说以色列人在旷野走40年。
For example, the Israelites journeyed in the wilderness for 40 years.
这是象征了我们信仰的路程。
It symbolizes the journey of our life of faith.
主耶稣被试探, 在旷野禁食。
And Jesus, as he fasted and he was tempted in the wilderness for 40
days.那其实，在我们信仰上，我们一直是一直试探、被试探，一直到我们死为止。
In fact, in our lives, we are constantly being tempted until the day we die.
所以这40天呢，这个门徒哦，一直在体验到这个主耶稣的复活，还有主耶稣的教导。Therefore,
in these 40 days and nights, these disciples constantly was reminded and they experienced. The life of Christ, the resurrected life of Christ and his teachings.
所以今天我们会不会像这些像这些门徒啊，体验到这个生命，见证主耶稣复活。Therefore,
today, can we be like the disciples, experience the life, and to witness the life of Christ?
那我们今天。
Today we know our Lord Jesus Christ has already resurrected. But have we experienced him?
在教会里面真的我有时候看到我们也自己体验到这讲道的人我们可以体验到不是这个人在讲道是主耶稣在跟我们讲道
And sometimes in the church we can experience this that the speaker really is not himself he is speaking but Jesus is really there teaching us.
有时候我们听到这个人讲这个，可是呢，在听到里面，神启发我们，使我们更加了解、更深刻，而且更广泛、更有深度。
Sometimes the speaker may be speaking of one thing, but the Spirit inspires to expand the teaching and to allow us to understand even more.
还有就是，有些人在读圣经的时候，真的体验到说，哇，这个神的话好有权柄，好有能力。
And sometimes as we read the Bible, people experience that the Word of God is really very practical, very powerful, and very full with strength. But in some people, they come, they listened, but they have learned nothing. They did not experience that God was speaking to them.
这个睡不着觉的时候就读本圣经吧
And some people would say that if you can't fall asleep, then you should read the Bible.
很有效，有些人说很有效，每次读的时候就睡着了。
It's really effective because as you read, you will fall asleep.
有些人把这个读圣经当成安眠药，比安眠药还有效。
So some people treat the Bible as if it's a pill that will help them sleep.
为什么会这样子呢？
How can this be the case?
为什么？ 人在这个敬拜神上面体验到主耶稣，就像这些门徒体验到主耶稣跟他们在讲话，教导他。
How can these people experience God just like the disciples here experience the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to them directly?
我们要体验这些，就像门徒体验所体验到，我们这个信仰才是活的，我们才会突破。
We have to experience all these just like the disciples. Only then can our life of faith break through.
还有有些人祷告，哇，真的感谢主，很灵啊！祷告马上成就，神马上成为他成就。
Sometimes when we pray, it is quite effective because when we pray, and then God will help us.
有些人祷告神都不怎么听，当然感觉不到这种生命。
Because in but in some other people they will pray and they have no experience. They experience no life.
为什么会这样子？我跟大家提几点，给大家做。
So how can that be? I'd like to mention some as for your reference.
我们放个书签在这个《使徒行传》第一章。
And if we can bookmark the Book of Acts.
我们看箴言二十八章的第九节。
Let's turn to the Proverbs chapter 28.
二十八章的第九节。
Chapter 28, verse 9.
箴言二十八章第九节。
The Proverbs chapter 28, verse 9.
箴言二十八章第九节。
Proverbs chapter 28, verse 9.
二十八章第九节
，Chapter 28, verse 9。
这里说，转而不听律法的，他的祈祷也为可憎。
One who turns away from his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination。
在这里告诉我们说，为什么有些人的祷告没有被神接纳。
Here it tells us why is it that sometimes our prayers are not accepted by God?
因为他们呢，不怎么去听律法，还是读律法。
Because these people, they do not hear and read the laws.
还是不听神借着周围的人跟我们讲的神的话语。
Or these people will ignore the words of God that are spoken to us from the people around us.
其实根本不是很注重神的话。
And that, or to say that they really don't care about the word of God.
有一次我问一个信徒。
And one time I asked this one believer.
因为我知道说，我们有很多信徒啊，常常祷告啊，每天祷告，可是不等于每天读圣经。
Because we know there are many believers, they pray every day, but they may not read the Bible every day.
这是为什么
？Why is it that?
可能我们当中有是有这种人啊。
Perhaps
每天祷告啊，可是不一定每天读圣经。
Sitting among us, we're just like this. We pray every day, but we don't read the Bible every day.
这个小弟兄就跟我很直接的很。跟我讲
，So that young brother, he told me quite plainly.
读圣经哦，要去思考神在到底在讲什么。
To read the Bible, we need to think about what God is trying to tell us.
好像一个谜语啊，要去猜猜看啊。
It's like a riddle that you have to guess at it.
通常我们都有这种习惯的，我们喜欢做老板嘛，对不对？做带头嘛，我要去吩咐你，你该做什么？
And usually, we like to be the boss. We like to tell other people what to do.
很少人希望说，哎，你告诉我我该做什么。
There are rarely anyone who likes other people to tell them what to do.
说祷告很简单啊，很好啊，我去吩咐神啊，你该做什么。
So to pray is quite simple. Because we tell God what He needs to do for us.
可是很多人不想说，神啊，你告诉我我该做什么。
Because there are many people who don't want God to tell them what they need to do.
而且神告诉我们有时候不是很直接啊，还要这个像一个谜语，还要去想想，好痛苦啊。现在很多人不想神的话语。
And nowadays, not many people like to think about the word of God because God doesn't tell you sometimes directly what we need to do.
可是呢，要想赚钱啊，哇，这个很自然了。
But if to
一天两夜一直想没问题。
To think about how we can earn a lot of money is quite simple for us to do. We can spend days and nights thinking about it.
所以如果我们有这个思考神的话语，就像想赚钱这个心的话，我们很多神的话语就知道了。
But if we can study the truth of God, just like we are studying or thinking about how we can earn a lot of money, then we will know a lot of the word of God.
这是第一个。
So this is number one.
我们看另外一个原因，为什么我们在信仰上没办法体验到生命
？So another reason, we should study why we can experience life in our faith.
我们看箴言十四章的第六节。
In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 6.
箴言十四章第六节。
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 6.
箴言十四章的第六节
，Chapter 14, verse 6。
这里说，谢麦人寻找智慧，却寻不着；聪明人易得知识。
Scoffer seeks wisdom, does not find it, but knowledge is easy to him who understands.
这里告诉我们，这个谢麦人是所谓骄傲的人。
So these scoffers, these are those people who are proud.
他们寻找知识还是听神的话语，他们找不到。
They try to look for wisdom or listen to the word of God, but they can't find it.
他们听神的道，没有听到神在跟他们讲话。
They hear the word of God, but they do not hear God speaking to them.
最好一个例子是这个叙利王。
And the best example is King Herod.
我们看一下这个叙利王是怎么来看主耶稣的。
And so if we examine how King Herod, how he looked upon Jesus.
我看路加福音二十三章的第六节。
Luke chapter 23.
路加福音二十三章的第六节。
Luke chapter 23, verse
6. 路加福音二十三章的第六节。
Luke chapter 23, verse 6.
在这里记载着比拉多在审判耶稣，他把这个烫手鱼头丢给这个希律王。
And so Pilate was judging Jesus, and he threw this hot potato to King Herod.
我们看第八节
，verse eight。
虚利看见耶稣就很欢喜啊，因为听见过他的事，久已想要见他，并且指望看他行一件神迹啊。第九节
，verse nine。
于是问他许多的话，耶稣却一言不答。
啊，在这里。我们可以看到说这个叙利王为什么想要看耶稣基督。
And here we can see why King Herod wanted to see Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，因为他听说啊，这个主耶稣啊，这个很会讲道啊，还有行神迹奇事。
Because he heard that this Lord Jesus can do many miracles and also he speaks good sermons.
可是当他听的时候呢，奇怪，他问主耶稣什么话，主耶稣连一句话都不回啊。
So he asked Jesus many things, but Jesus answered him nothing.
比拉多问主耶稣，主耶稣还会回答他。可是这个叙利王问主耶稣啊，主耶稣特意的一句话都不跟他讲。
Pilate, as he asked Jesus, Jesus even answered a little bit. But this King Herod, when he asked, Jesus didn't even bother to answer.
为什么会这样子
？How can that be？
第八节下半段说啊，他要指望啊看到他行一件神迹。
And the latter part of verse 8 said that he hopes to see some miracle done by Jesus.
意思说啊，我看主耶稣啊。我要看他主耶稣表演啊。
And that means to say that he looks upon Jesus to look to see him perform.
真的有些人来到教会啊，不是听神告诉我们要我们该做什么事，而是我们要看某某人表演啊。
And so sometimes as we come to the church, it's not we come to witness what God is doing, but we come to see certain people perform.
啊，所以他们所这种态度只看到真的没有听到。没有感觉到、体验到这个神在对他们讲话，而只是听到这个人的、这个口才怎么样啊，这个文法怎么样啊，这个形态啊、姿势啊。
And so as they come and they listen, they did not hear the word of God, but they only judge whether that person is very eloquent, whether the grammar is correct, so on and so forth.
说这个是第二点，有时候是态度上的问题、啊、
So this is the second point in regards to the attitude of our heart.
我们看第三点，我们看约翰福音第五章的四十四节。
Number three, in John chapter five.
约翰福音第五章四十四节。
John chapter five, verse 44.
约翰福音第五章的四十四节。
Gospel John chapter five, verse 44.
你们互相受荣耀，却不求从独一之神来的荣耀，怎能信我呢？
How can you believe who receive honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes from the Lord?
主耶稣在对他的选民说啊，你们都是在彼此追求荣耀啊，互相这夸傲啊，在这边夸奖对方啊，其实不是真的在追求从神那边来的荣耀。
And so Jesus told these people that you have tried to honor each other, but you are not pursuing the true honor that is from the only God.
说怎么能会信我呢？
How can you then believe me?
啊，这是什么意思？为什么信主耶稣跟这个求荣耀有什么关系啊？
And so what does this got to do with believing God? What does pursuing honor has to do with that?
我们知道这个神的话语啊，都是教导我们做。正直的事情，做好的事情。
We know the word of God are they're all teaching us to do the right thing, to do the honorable thing.
可是对一个要追求荣耀从人来的荣耀呢，他是一个很表面的人。
But for a person to pursue after glory or honor from other people, what they do would be very superficial.
所以他们的目标呢，只是希望得到人的赞美，只看到表面，他没有去注重说内在。
So what I care about are their our actions, whether people have witnessed it, but they don't really care about the intention of what's inside.
所以神常常告诉我们的事情、啊、都是需要我们悔改、啊、真的忏悔，甚至说不定还要这个承认在大众人面前。
So God often tells us that we have to repent, we have to recognize and confess our sins, and sometimes even in front of the public.
那这样子才会得到从神那边的荣耀、啊、
Only then can we obtain honor from God.
可是对一个追求外面的荣耀的人，他没办法去接受什么要悔改呀、啊，要道歉啊，要承认自己罪啊，这个很难呐、啊。
But for a person who is pursuing outward honor, it is very difficult for them to repent or to forgive as hard.
所以人常常在听道，可是没有在行道，没有在做，那其实怎么可以信耶稣基督呢？其实只是。听听而已啊。
So if people listen to the truth but don't do anything about it, then how can they be true believers?
真的，他们没有接受把神的话语啊。 这种价值观啊，放在心里面。
Because they did not put this value that is from God into their heart.
真的，有时候我们去观察这种追求外表的人，真的没有办法，真的很深入在信仰上去体验到神。
So sometimes we see those people who only pursue outward things. They could not go into the depth of their faith.
我们就在这里就先提几点。那么以后呢，有机会明天我再提几点，为什么在信仰上没办法体验到神。
And so these are the few points I mentioned today, and tomorrow we'll mention a little bit more that in our life, how come we cannot experience God?
所以我们提到三点啊，为什么我们没办法在信仰上没办法去体验到这个活真真的真神？
So we mentioned that why is it that in our life of faith we cannot experience this living God?
那可是对这些使徒来讲，他们体验到这个主耶稣四十天了，就是代表这人生上面主耶稣一直是活着，陪伴着这些门徒。
And so these disciples, they experienced Lord Jesus Christ for 40 days and nights, is to tell us that in the journey of our life, we should be experiencing this living God every day.
那么我们就可以突破这个外面和里面的这种困难。
If that's the case, then we can break through the difficulties within and without.
我们来看翻回使徒行传第一章的第四节。
If we turn back to the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 4.
在这里主耶稣还没升天之前呢，有吩咐他们一件事情。
And here, before Jesus ascended to heaven, he told them one thing.
就是叫他们呢，不要离开耶路撒冷。
To tell them not to depart from Jerusalem.
这个耶路撒冷在我们信仰上象征着我们的教会。
Jerusalem, in terms of our faith, symbolizes the church.
这是信徒所聚集的地方。
Because this is a place where members gather.
这很重要，如果他们没有听从这句话的话，他们不会去体验到圣灵的降临，体验到这个生命。
And this is quite important.
的延续。
This is quite important. If they do not listen to this, they will not be able to experience the life in their faith or the extension of their life.
今天我们有一些人还没体验到生命之前呢，他们因为教会发现事情就离开教会了。
Today, many people, before they even experience life in a church, because there are some things that happen in a church, they left the church.
为什么他们会离开教会?
Why would these people leave the church?
第一个重点是，我发觉是人真的没有在信，没有在听主耶稣所讲话，不要离开耶路撒冷。
And so one reason I discovered is because people really did not hear the word of God that do not leave. Do not depart Jerusalem. You need to wait for the promised Holy Spirit in Jerusalem.
We all
experience this, that as we wait for people, 1, 2 minutes, or even 10 minutes, it is okay.
可是当我们等一个人，他从来没有说他什么时候到啊，我们是等啊，有时候通常是越等越气。
If we were to wait for a person that he never told us the time that he will arrive, the longer we wait, the more angry we will get.
大部分人说管他的，我自己做我的事情，等他来的时候，我再跟他去碰面。
So then people would normally say, I'm just going to do my thing as he arrives, then I'll go and meet him.
有一个姐妹她见证。
There is a sister that has a testimony. She had a dream.
一梦就是说有人宣告说主耶稣要来临了。
In a dream, she heard that someone was shouting that the Lord Jesus is coming.
告诉门徒要在会堂聚集,
and told all of the members to gather in the church.
他们就等了,
and so they gather and wait.
在等的时候呢，越等那个声音越来越多。
And as they wait longer, they could hear more and more voices.
有些人说啊，我有事要做。
Some people say, I have business to take care.
有些人说，哎，主又是骗我。
And then people would say, did Jesus lie?
这时候大家在就是开始很混乱的时候，就有听到有人在敲门了。
And so as it become very chaotic, all of a sudden there's people, a person knocking on the door.
当然这时候人觉得说，哎，主耶稣来了。
And then people feel that perhaps Jesus has come.
所以他们就开门。
And so they open the door.
他们没有看到主耶稣，是看到一个过世的老弟兄。
And as they open the door, it is not the Lord Christ, but an old brother who has already passed away.
他看到这个老弟兄啊，这个身体，他 在活的时候啊，他的面貌很漂亮。
And as they remember this old brother, when he was alive, he was quite handsome.
可是他们看到他的时候，他是很凄惨的。
But as they saw him at that time, he is actually quite in a bad shape.
他的形状好像那个被火烧的像炭那么黑。
His likeness is as if been burned by fire before.
黑又干燥啊，就像炭啊。
It's like a very dark and dry, just like the coal.
他流着眼泪。
And he was shedding tears.
跟他们说。
He told them.
你们要好好守住真耶稣教会所传的道理。
He had to keep the truth preached by the True Jesus Church.
真的有天国。
There is really a heaven.
可是他没有进到天国里面去。
But he did not get to heaven.
因为他是一个表面信徒，他这样说。
Because he said this himself, he is only a superficial member.
所以他不配进神的国。
So he is unworthy to enter the kingdom of God.
他现在所去的地方是充满的痛苦。
And now the place he goes to is full of pain.
这个姐妹看到这个弟兄在说话的时候，有点不太好意思看着他，因为他真的很难看。
So as the sister trying to look at this old brother, she dare not look at him or stare at him because he is really quite ugly.
当这个弟兄讲完话，他就走了。
And so as this old brother finishes speech, he left.
从那时候开始啊，没有一个人敢说啊，主耶稣骗他们。
From then on, no one dare say that Lord Jesus Christ has lied to them.
大家都安安静静的好好的在教会等着。
Everyone then become quiet and they waited in the church.
所以这个意象其实告诉我们不管发生什么事情我们不要离开教会啊。
This dream told us that does not matter what happens, we shall never depart the church.
有时候我们会离开教会因为有时候我们就太忙了，就像这刚刚意象里面有事要做。
And sometimes we want to leave the church because we're just too busy. We have things to do.
还是有些人有自己的梦想，等我钱赚够了，我再回来吧。
And some people they have their dreams that they feel as I earn enough money, then I'll return.
那另外一个原因，为什么人会离开教会啊？是因为在教会里面受伤啊，被人得罪。
Sometimes we want to leave the church because we gotten hurt in the church. Other people wronged us.
我们都听过那三只小猪的故事嘛。
And we have heard that the parable of the three pigs.
这个大野狼，什么大风吹啊？第一个什么？这个第一个小猪盖的是草房，第二个盖的木房，第三个是盖的这个砖头房。
And so we know the wolf would come and blow down the house, the straw house, the wooden house, and then the brick house.
这三个小猪在离开猪妈妈之前，猪妈妈说，就会说你们要盖一个坚固的房子啊，砖头的房子啊，因为大野狼会来吃你们。
Because before these three pigs leave their mom, the mom told them that you need to build a very strong house, build it with brick, because the wolf will come.
每个猪小弟都说是的，妈妈，走出去以后啊，不一定是这样子。
And so all of the little pigs answer yes, mom, but as they leave the house, not every one of them did the same.
其实三个小猪代表了三种信徒。
And so these three pigs represent three types of members.
那大野狼当然代表着这个魔鬼。
And so the big bad wolf, of course, is that evil Satan.
那猪妈妈可能代表教会，还是代表工人，在告诉我们该怎么做。
So the mother pig probably represent the workers in the church, people who telling us what we should do.
第一种小猪的就代表第一种信徒，就是真的听完道理了，说是的，后来走出去呢，忘了一干二净，自己用自己的方法盖房子。
And so the first pig, after they heard, they say, yes, mom, but then they go, and they forgot everything, and they use their own ways to build a house.
我们在主导文常常念着说赦免我们的债，如同我们赦免别人的债。
In the Lord's Prayer, we often read that, forgive our debts as we forgive other debtors.
真的有在念的，可是常常不一定是这样做。
And true, we say this all the time, but do we really do this?
什么？你得罪我？我不来了。
And so, okay, you wronged me, therefore I'm not coming.
赦免你的债，没得事啊。
To forgive you, forget about it.
所以就离开教会了。
And then they will leave the church.
一打就打垮了。
And so, one blow, you're gone.
那第二种信徒呢，是盖木头房子。
And the second type probably built a wooden house.
这个依照这个童话故事说，这个大野狼是吹了一下不倒啊，可是 这个房子摇了一下嘛，对不对？他一直吹吹吹到这个房子倒了。
And so, according to the parable, the wolf will blow and then the house will shake as well several times afterwards, and finally the house will fall down.
对啊，这个人得罪我，那圣经上教导我要赦免他，可是我很难做到啊。这样子的，做一个妥协好了，我忘记他70%，留30%。
And so we will say, let's make a compromise. I cannot truly forgive them. Therefore, I'll forgive him 70%. I'll remember 30%.
啊，这个人不止得罪我们一次啊，是不是？一而再再而三的，一直在得罪我们。
Because not only this person wronged us one time, they continue to wrong us every time.
到最后要加上外面的试探啊，这个世界上的引诱啊，好玩啊，这个讲到的又讲不太好，就像我一样啊。后来无聊透了，后来算了，这个教会不来还比较好。
And so, this continues, and then plus the fun of the world, and then the sermon speaker is really a bad speaker. Therefore, this person then decide that forget it, I'm going to leave the church.
就垮了。
Of course, then the house fell down.
那第三种信徒啊，这是真的在新生的道。
And the third type of members, they will truly practice the word of God.
这个魔鬼来啊，攻击他。连摇都不摇啊！
The Satan will come and tempt them, and they will not even shake.
魔鬼发觉到说他在浪费时间，他走了要了。
And so then the devil discovered they are just wasting their time, and they will just leave.
所以我们要做哪种信徒
？So we have to ask, what kind of members do we want to be?
那还有另外一个原因呢？是为什么人会离开教会
？Another reason why we may depart the church.
主耶稣。在世上有问彼得三次说你爱我吗
？Jesus, in this world, while in this world, he asked Peter, "That do you love me?"
我们今天问我自己，我们爱耶稣吗
？So we need to ask ourselves, do we love Jesus ourselves?
真的，有时候想想看，我们日子越久，要爱耶稣的心呢、越小哎、
It's true that, as our day grows older and older, the heart of loving the Lord.Pride grows smaller and smaller.
以前刚信主的时候，读圣经还祷告很多啊。那越信主越少。
But before, as we just believe, we don't read the Bible and pray very long time. But as we believe longer, the shorter and shorter those get.
那而且哦，这个刚开始还做很多圣工啊。那信久以后啊，都好像会打太极拳啊，能推尽量推给别人。
Before, as we just believe, we'll do participate in all the holy work. But as we believe longer and longer, we would push aside holy work.
那个以前做圣工很热心啊，很积极。
And before, as we participate in the holy work, we are very proactive and very positive.
可是哦，信主越久后，好像那种热心哦，这个没有体验到生命啊，这种热心越来越小，到最后好像。算了，你不能教导这个老狗学新花样啊。
And so as we grow older and believe longer, we lost that sense of zealousness, and we cannot, you know, pick, we cannot teach the
那为什么会这样子呢
anyone to do any more things. How can this be?
因为我们的信仰慢慢的无形当中啊，被世界啊抓了一个部分，抓另外一部分啊，这个买了新房子啊，这个很重要，花一些时间的，买个很好的音响啊。在那边享受一下吧，有这个轿车啊，多开一下，这个那一个，心都被拿光了。
Because our heart has been taken by the world, a little portion taken by the house and by the new car or by whatever else we have in life.
所以我们要谨慎。
So we have to be diligent and careful.
我们来到教会目的啊，是要得到生命。
The purpose of coming to the church is to obtain life.
当我们得到生命以后啊，我们要为主耶稣做见证。
When we obtain life, we have to bear witness for Christ.
所以我们在真教会，我们要继续追求生命。
Therefore, in the true church, we have to continue to pursue life.
我们看第八节
，Verse 8，
这是第三点。
This is point number 3.
但圣灵降在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall witness, be witnessed to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the end of earth.
那其实这个是，使徒行传第一章第八节是这个使徒行传的这个主题。
And in fact, in chapter 1 verse 8, this is the theme of this entire book.
那么，这里主耶稣讲的圣灵。跟我们通常 教导为什么要求圣灵有点不太一样。
And now this Holy Spirit Jesus mentioned here is a little bit different from when Jesus taught us why we should pray for the Holy Spirit.
我们在教会里面常常说你要求圣灵是叫我们要求圣灵是因为啊这是天国其中的一个条件。
And the church taught us that we need to pray for the Holy Spirit because Holy Spirit is a guarantee of getting into heavenly kingdom.
是一个条件，其中的条件。
Or it is one of the criteria of entering into heavenly kingdom.
如果没得到的话，会下地狱啊！哦，所以有些年轻人啊、小孩子啊，甚至大人，哇，祷告的时候说神，那我不要下地狱，给请给我个圣灵。
And so if we don't have it, we all have to go to hell. Therefore, when we pray, the young people or sometimes the adults, we pray very hard because we don't want to go to hell.
那因为我们有时候这个讲法是对，可是不全备啊。
This saying is right, but it's not complete.
而造成有很多信徒呢，我等下得到圣灵有什么好求的？反正我等死后就可以去天国。
And so the cause of misconception that if we have the Holy Spirit, then there is nothing else to ask because I will go to heaven.
我们可以看，我们来看第八，仔细看第八节。
But if we examine chapter 8, verse 8 carefully,
为什么主耶稣基督要降圣灵呢？给门徒。
Why would Lord Jesus Christ want to give the disciples the Holy Spirit?
Okay, 就是要得着能力。
That is for them to receive power.
Okay, 那这个为什么要得着能力呢？
Why should they receive power?
就是要为主耶稣做见证。
That is to bear witnesses, be witnesses for the Lord.
这个见证不是这种言语的见证，而是这种生命的改变的见证。
This witness is not a witness in terms of words, but it is a transformation of their lives.
所以如果我们教导信徒是这样教导的话，我们求圣灵是要得着能力，有生命的改变，来为主做见证。
If we are to teach our members in such a way that we receive the Holy Spirit is to receive power and to transform our lives to bear witnesses for God.
所以我们一直想说，那我今天得到圣，我今天只要没有圣灵的话，我要求圣灵，我就是要希望我改变我这个老我，要脱离这个罪恶捆绑，过了真的新的生命，主耶稣是应许给我的。
So today, if I to pray for the Holy Spirit, it is to transform our old selves, to renew ourselves, and ask God to give this new life in us.
那么我会很迫切的想要得到圣灵。
If that's the case, then we'll pray very hard for the Holy Spirit.
因为我们要改变。
Because we want to change.
如果要进天国，反正就是求嘛。最少这主耶稣在死之前给我就好了吧。
Because if we only want to get to heaven, all we have to ask is right before I die, then Lord give me the Holy Spirit, that would be enough.
不急。
We will not be in such a hurry.
可是主耶稣在这里告诉我们，圣灵的主要目的是要改变我们，让我们做主耶稣的见证。
But the purpose of the Holy Spirit here, Lord Jesus Christ told us is to be witnesses of our own lives.
我们可以看到说，真的有很多人他们在信仰上没有这种观念，就是我可以进天国好了，我不用祷告太迫切了，过了十年二十年还是老样子。
But unfortunately, we don't have this concept that we only pray for the Holy Spirit, and once we receive it, that is enough. So after 10-20 years, we are still the same old self.
所以主耶稣给我们圣灵，目的是要让我们做出生命的见证。
Therefore, Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit as for us to bear witness in life.
那么很自然的，我们有这种观念，有生命的见证，生命改变了，那很自然我们也会进天国。
And so, if we have a transformed life and have these witnesses of life, then very naturally we will be able to enter heaven.
如果我们只求圣灵只是为了进天国，可是没有生命的改变，没有这种原则的话，那么我们到最后进天国还是一个大问题。
And if we only pray for the Holy Spirit for the purpose of entering into heaven, but do not have this transformation of life, then to enter into heaven would be a very big question.
所以我们今天看《使徒行传》第一章的第一节到第八节，我们选了三个经节做了三点的分享。
Therefore, as we read chapter 1 from verse 1 to 8, we mention three points.
第一点就是这些门徒呢，为什么会从这个灰心啊、冷淡啊、迷失啊、恐惧啊，来重新站立起来，因为他们体验到主耶稣复活了，他们得到生命了。
And so, point number one is these disciples. How can they arise from their disappointment, hopelessness, and fear? It is because they experience the resurrected life of Christ.
第二，他们真的听住主耶稣的话，在耶路撒冷等候。
And second is they listen to the word of God and they stay in Jerusalem and they waited.
最后。他们有个正确的观念，就是得圣灵呢，就是要得着能力为主耶稣做见证。
And lastly is that they have the correct concept to receive the Holy Spirit is to bear witness of life for Christ.
我们低头默祷来结束这场聚会。
Let us have a silent prayer to conclude.
阿门。